Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul Pretty, and currently I'm really in a role transition as I move from the college student young adult pastor at Delaware into teaching pastor, church planter of LifePoint in Marion. And so speaking of that, I made this ask on Sunday. I would just ask of you, if you haven't already done this from Sunday, to make a list of every single person you know in Marion or the greater Marion area, and contact them, tell them that LifePoint is coming to Marion, and that we will be having an interest meeting on September 12th at LifePoint Delaware, immediately following the 11 a.m. service. So I would love for you to do that. We need your help. We want to go be witnesses in Marion, to make disciples in Marion, and this is a team effort. And so please, if you would make that list, send the invite. We would love to be able to connect with them. Now, this past Sunday, we were in Acts chapter 2, which is Pentecost and the explosion and really the creation of the church. It's absolutely incredible passage. If you haven't read it, or if you weren't there on Sunday, please take time to study, to read, to see what God does. Well, before Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 1, Jesus gives two commands to the disciples and therefore to the 120 original believers in Christ. He says in verse 4 that they need to wait in Jerusalem to be empowered by the Spirit. And then in verse 8, after they've been empowered by the Spirit, he tells them they need to go be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, essentially. It's really the Great Commission, but phrased in terms of witness. And what we see in this passage is as we witness, as we share what it is that God has done, what Christ has done, the result is we make disciples, which really fulfills Matthew 28, to go and make disciples and baptize them. And so it's just an amazing parallel you see there. But what we see is that the Holy Spirit is critical to be a witness for Christ. And the Holy Spirit is critical to obviously then make a disciple of Christ. In order to fulfill the command of God, that requires the empowerment from the Spirit of God. We can't fulfill the command of God without the Spirit of God. And so what we see in the first section of Acts is the disciples and the 120 are waiting for the Spirit. And the Spirit comes upon them, and they begin proclaiming the wondrous works of God in the tongues of the different languages that were represented at the time in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, there were Jews from all over the place. Luke names 15 different people groups who would have had different languages in Jerusalem to celebrate the feast or the day of Pentecost. And what they hear is they hear people who should not be able to speak in their native tongue, speaking the wonders of God in their native tongues. That's what verse 11 says, the second half. It says, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And so what we see here is the fulfillment, the power necessary to be a witness. Only through the power of the Spirit could these Galileans speak in these native tongues. And as they're speaking in the native tongues, what they're doing is they're bearing witness to the works of God. And the result is disciples are made. What we see is that in verse 41, there were 3,000 souls who were added to the early church in that day. What happens is Peter, he stands up, he proclaims the gospel, he preaches, and through the power of the Spirit, Peter is transformed, he proclaims it boldly, and 3,000 are added just that day. Then we go on and we see what the picture of the early church, that they were devoted to the apostles' teaching, they were breaking bread with one another, and to fellowship, to prayer, just an incredible picture of Christian community. And where we really landed is that this still applies to us today. While God may not work in the same miraculous, visible, tangible way in the outpouring of the Spirit that he did in Acts 2, the Holy Spirit is very much alive, very much active, and very much necessary and critical for you and I in everything that we do. And so where I really landed was we need the Holy Spirit as we commit to studying God's Word. In verse 42 of Acts, it says, Acts 2, it says that they were devoted to the apostles' teaching. Well, the apostles would have been teaching Old Testament or what we now know as the New Testament. And so we need to be devoted to God's Word, and we need to be empowered by the Spirit. So I would ask you, are you devoted to God's Word? Are you studying to God's Word? And are you really relying on the Spirit to open your mind, open your heart, open your eyes to see what it is that God is saying? if you're not, I just want to encourage you and challenge you to say, hey, this is your opportunity. Do this, rely and rest in the power of the Spirit who dwells in you through faith in Christ. And the second thing I really challenge people with is the need of the Holy Spirit as we commit to community. There's an incredible picture of community here in Acts chapter 2, and we need the Holy Spirit to be able to live in relationship with others in such a beautiful way. We need, as Galatians 5:22 says, the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We need all of that in order to live healthily in community with one another. And the way that that works itself out in the life of our church is through life groups. Who is your life group? Who are you doing life with? Who are you encouraged by? And who are you encouraging? And so if you're not yet plugged into a life group, why wait? Now's the time to jump in. The next thing I asked was just, we need the Holy Spirit as we live for Jesus. And the point here is that the Holy Spirit convicts us of righteousness and of sin and of judgment. And we see that in John 16, verse 8. And so this is a reminder that as believers in Christ, we can never move beyond the gospel. As believers in Christ, we need to continually and constantly be reminded that we are sinners in need of a Savior, and that should lead us to a continued devotion in Christ. And so have you repented lately? Have you seen the fruit of the Spirit in growing in righteousness lately? And the last thing I really pointed out is that we need the Holy Spirit for faith in Jesus in general. We need the Holy Spirit to draw us to Himself, because all of this begins through faith in Christ in a relationship with Jesus. And we need the Spirit to do only what He can do in us. So I know that was a lot in 6 minutes and 50 seconds or whatever I'm at this point, but I just want to encourage you to pick one or two things. How do I need to rely on the power of the Spirit in my life today? Maybe it's growing in patience because you need to be in community. Maybe it's asking God to work in you so that you understand what the Bible is saying. I don't know what it is, but take a step today. Take a step to rely on the Spirit and grow in your relationship with Jesus. I'm going to pray for us, and then I want to encourage you to pray on your own. Let's pray together. Father, thank you that you send your Spirit to empower us to be your witnesses, and as a result of being your witnesses, to make disciples. Father, we need your Spirit as we study your word. We need your Spirit as we exist in community with our families and with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, we need your Spirit to continually grow closer to you. Father, we need your Spirit to have faith in you at all. God, would you convict us of our next step? And would you help us take a next step by the power of your Spirit so we can bear witness to the ways in which you work? Father, we love you, we praise you, and I ask these things in Jesus' name.